From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. In Florida, people charged with certain criminal offenses can apply to have their records sealed or expunged. Very few eligible people, however, take advantage of their opportunity for a second chance. WLRN intern Sophia Kai reports on one event last week at the Community Health Center of South Florida in Cutler Bay that offers this service.
More than 250 people came to fill out an application and pay the $75 fee. Most had been charged with low-level misdemeanors.
My name is Alfred Robinson. I just moved back here from Cleveland, Ohio. So I'm just trying to get my life back together and take it step by step.
He's a supervisor at Walmart who hopes to work for the government. At age 18, he was charged with marijuana possession.
It hasn't slowed me down from getting work, but jobs that I really want to go after, I haven't been able to because I'm nervous and scared of it.
David Meyer is the assistant state attorney in charge of the community program.
We saw it as a community stability tool that if we could help people seal their record, people would not resort to crime if they have a good job or if they got a good apartment.
Now in its ninth year, the program has helped more than 6,000 people seal or expunge their records. I'm Sophia Kai in Miami.
South Florida drivers have had weeks to get used to keeping both hands on the wheel. On July 1st, it became a primary offense in Florida to text and drive. WLRN has been asking listeners what they think about the new state law. Sulai Safani lives in Coral Gables and says she made a conscious decision to never check her phone for anything.
I quickly realized how dangerous it can be if we take our eyes off the road, even for a fraction of a second.
And we'd like to know what you think about the new law. Please reach out to us with your thoughts about the texting ban on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.